Luminosity is a project for the Lexington Art League, and a big part of it is a sculpture that they commissioned from two Calgary-based artists, Caitlin Darcy Brown and Wayne Garrett, and they kind of specialize in making sculptures out of metal and recycled light bulbs. And what they have created for Lexington is a new moon. That is the name of the sculpture. It's about a 20-foot high sculpture with a giant moon that's interactive. It's got a little turnstile on it that people can turn, and it will move a shield inside the moon to kind of recreate the phases of the moon. This will be a big unveiling at Triangle Park at the intersection of Main Street and Broadway. So a lot of people are going to see this sculpture between Friday night and March 29th when it comes down. And that leads into an exhibit of light-based art that the Art League will be opening at their home base at the Loudoun House next Friday.
And I understand Americana songwriting meets classical piano at the Norton Center on Saturday.
Right. This is a collaboration that came together in recording last year. Simone Dinnerstein is a very well-known classical pianist, and Tift Merritt has made a name for herself on sort of the Americana singer-songwriter circuit, and they got together and found that they you know, kind of literally made beautiful music together, that their styles and sensibilities really complemented each other. So they made a recording last year, and now they're taking it out on tour, and it comes to the Norton Center on Saturday night. And, you know, just another great chance. I think a lot of what you hear about in music today is about collaboration and crossing genre lines and blurring genre lines, you know, and we've certainly seen plenty of examples of that. You know, a few weeks ago we were talking about Long Long and Metallica. So this is just another, though obviously a lot calmer than a Long Long and Metallica, but another example of artists, you know, reaching outside their comfort zones and finding they're making great work.
And the Art Museum at the UK is going to be featuring and, I guess, benefiting from the work of the wife of a very famous actor and Priceline.com pitchman.
Yes, you might want to beam yourself over to the UK Art Museum this weekend. Elizabeth Shatner is the wife of William Shatner, and she is also a photographer and a fine art photographer. One of her pieces is the featured piece in Art in Bloom, which is the annual fundraiser for the Art Museum at the University of Kentucky. And she has a piece called Crystal Light 5, which was a photograph made from light refracted through crystal onto a fallen petal from a flower, kind of an interesting photograph, and she's going to be exhibiting it both as a digital print and as a projection that people can actually walk into and have their photo taken with it and create yet another piece of art. It sounds like kind of an interesting concept. But she's going to be there at events on Friday and Saturday to meet folks and talk about her work.
Okay, Rich Copley, thanks for bringing us up to date on activities for this weekend, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, thank you.